Remember through the lockdowns, we would sit at home and we used to joke about the COVID 15, as in 15 pounds. The numbers are starting to show that, yeah, absolutely. More than 35, almost 36% of us say, yeah, we gained weight. And most of us gained more than 5 pounds. That has an impact on our health. Couple that with the fact that we didn't do as much physical activity because we were at home. And there are alarm bells going off, specifically when it comes to diabetes. November is Diabetes Month, and our friends at Briere, of course, have quite the diabetes education team who work very closely with patients, educating them and preventing them from, in many cases, the downside to diabetes, helping them manage it and so on. We have two of the folks from the diabetes education team at Briere with us. Genevieve Gregoire is a dietitian, certified diabetes educator, and Rosie Castor is a nurse, also certified diabetes educator. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Genevieve, I want to begin with you. How was it, or how is it through the pandemic and so on, as you watched people starting to gain weight and not exercise as much? Are you worried?
Yes, of course I'm worried, especially when we're already living with some risk factors to develop diabetes, right?
Yeah.
Especially if diabetes is running in the family, if we're coming from a country that they're already more risk to develop diabetes, and obviously all the weight gain that we're seeing with the pandemic,
yeah,
also trigger the insulin resistance. So we're already more at risk of developing diabetes.
Okay, and your role in terms of a dietitian is key, right? In prevention and managing, because we know that what goes in is very much a factor on how the diabetes plays out.
Exactly. So I'm teaching a lot of patients to how to prevent and to manage their diabetes and to try to improve their knowledge and their lifestyle, mostly with the nutrition and their physical activity. So I would give like tips and tricks to the patient to improve their eating habits. And obviously, I will respect the culture and the nutrition preference to achieve the goal with the glycemic control and to promote some weight loss.
What are the biggest surprises people have when you're giving advice? What are they surprised that they may eat, or something, the choices that they make that say, oh, I didn't realize that?
Yes, obviously some people, well, we all have like good knowledge, right? So, but sometimes it's really more easy to just to go with fast food and stuff, very easy just to fix the hunger. But we have to think out large and to be conscious of our choices.
Okay, let's talk medically now. Rosie, as the nurse, what do we need to know as we worry about gaining weight and ultimately affecting the potential for diabetes?
Yeah, as you just said, people need to be conscious about this risk. And you bring very interesting data regarding the weight gain during the pandemic. Mm. We need to be make sure that people know about it and just aware about it. And we want to recommend them to just, whenever they see something wrong, do the action, consult, see somebody or read about it, look for the information to be able to correct it. Because as you said before, weight gain can lead us to diabetes.
It's a very important point. A lot of people may have a symptom or a feeling, an ache or a pain, and ignore it. And that's a very important point. If it's there, there's a reason it's there, get it looked at. So, Rosie, what kind, as people try and get their health back on track as we're coming out of the pandemic, what kind of recommendations can you make?
The recommendation is so easy. Easy to say, but for some people it can be difficult. But we recommend people to move. To move, we don't recommend a gym membership, but we recommend to move. If the person can have a gym membership, it's good. But move, walking every day. And because walking, exercise, yoga can reduce stress and decrease the risk to have diabetes and decrease the weight. We recommend also that people look for improve their knowledge about diet, because it can be obvious that a piece of cake can increase the blood sugar, but not everyone know that fruit, natural fruit, can increase blood sugar, because everything is in the portion you're eating. But you need to know that.
Well, let me throw it over to Genevieve. That's a very good question. What do we need to know about that?
So it's all a matter of balance and portion, right? So so obviously all the soft drinks, the juices out there, we really have to be careful with those, right?
Yeah.
It's easy sometimes to say to boost the vegetables, but, you know, we're coming in the winter period at this time. So don't be shy to go in the frozen aisle in the grocery. Those would be very good options. Yeah.
Okay. For more information, Briere, of course, we know their role in the city, and they're really play such a key role to keeping us all healthy beyond the patients who go in there for their help. Briere.org/diabetes-education to learn more about the program. You can even book a consultation, right, guys?
Exactly.
Yeah. So who would possibly book the consultation if they're listening right now? Who would be a candidate for that?
Everyone that have question about diabetes or have any family member that have diabetes and they are afraid to develop diabetes too. And if they see that they're gaining weight, they have question about what to eat, what to do to prevent diabetes, they can just call or fill the form and one of the diabetes educators will call him back.
Perfect. Genevieve Gregoire, dietitian, and Rosette Castor, nurse, both members, certified diabetes educators at the Great Briere. Thank you both for your time this morning. Good important information for our listeners.
Thank you
so much.